makes sense, to be fair, because of all, like, you know, student fees getting made higher, you know, pretty much our generation is, it's so difficult to have enough money to get by, but yet taxes get raised, minimum wage doesn't budge, and food goes up, cigarettes as well.
Are you saying you can see where they're coming from?
Yeah, I completely understand where they're coming from. Just some people don't know how to put it into words, so I guess things like riots can get out of control, right? Obviously, it can just be something that's lighthearted and then it turns into a mess, really.
People are scared to go out on the streets, buildings have been burnt down, people have been injured. Surely that's not the right way of going about it.
Oh, no, of course it's not the right way to go about it, but you are obviously within every society you're going to have people who are extremists, whether it's a religion or whether it's just, you know, just a bloke or a female who feels strongly about something and passionate about something, sometimes gets out of control.
What do you make of the rioting in London?
I think it's ridiculous, actually. Childish, over no reason whatsoever, destroying people's lives.
Do you think it's protesting or do you think it's just general opportunist looting?
Just opportunist looting, really. They're looking for an excuse to loot shops and destroy people's lives.
A lot of the blame has been pointed at the younger generation. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's a mix of both, actually. I think, yeah, younger generation is involved, but they obviously haven't been brought up the right way to respect the other people that live in their community.
And a lot of the youngsters seem to be blaming unemployment and a lack of job opportunities. Do you think this is a problem for younger people here in Suffolk?
Yeah, because it is quite high in Suffolk, unemployment. And there ain't a lot about, but there's no reason for that kind of thing to be happening because of that.
Well, younger people have been blamed for most of the looting and the rioting. Do you think that's fair?
In a sense, yes, because from what I've heard, it does seem to be a majority of them. But in a way, I do think the parents should take some of the responsibility as well, because they haven't been really keeping an eye on their kids either.
What do you make of the rioting in London?
That's bad, isn't it?
A lot of the blame is being pushed towards younger generations. Do you think that's a fair accusation?
Yeah, of course it is, 100% without fail. Yeah, I'd say definitely. All the footage shows pretty much young people.
What reasons do you think people have for causing these problems?
I don't know, I just think it's reckless, angry people, to be honest. Like,
You don't think it's people protesting, you think it's people opportunity?
There's no protest, is there? There's not a protest because there's no cause to be protesting on, I don't think. But, like, obviously this guy got shot or whatever, but still, that was days ago now, and they're not walking peacefully with banners, they're going out robbing places, isn't it?
Does it concern you what's happened here?
Well, it obviously concerns me as a nation, but personally it doesn't really affect me, so I'm not too affected by it, to be honest.
And finally, David Cameron, our Prime Minister, has said if you're old enough to commit the crime, then you're old enough to pay the time. Do you think that's a fair statement to make?
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously, no, I don't think in some respects, like, some of that footage shows, like, little 10-year-old guys running about, so obviously that you can't send a 10-year-old to jail and that. But yeah, I think all these people that are organising it, there's obviously people organising it from BlackBerry Messenger and whatnot. So yeah, it's obviously some people are obviously ringleaders as such. So yeah, from that I'd say yeah, send them to jail.